Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
Who is this? Cash App Support?
Yes, sir. This is
good.
Joseph from
good.
Customer Support giving you a courtesy call back today for your request.
Yes. What did you need? The zip code?
Can I have the zip code, please, on the account you're calling in about?
It should be under 22602 still. It's either that or 26704.
What's the first and last name, sir?
Donald Evans.
Thank you. Looking for an account with that. Thank you for your patience.
And I appreciate you calling me back. Because I have a hell of a problem here.
What was the other zip code, please?
It's 22602 or 26704.
Or 22704?
Yeah, that's my current zip code. I mean, when I first got this card, I lived in Winchester, Virginia, which is 22602 to 22603 address.
And is that your shipping address?
My shipping address, my new shipping address is 26704. I just haven't updated it because I really didn't start using it much myself again until just recently. But
I'm not pulling up an account with that name or zip code. Let's try. Do you have an order number, sir?
An order number?
Yes, sir.
Order number for what? I didn't order anything.
Okay, sir. Let's try the first six and last four of the card being billed, please.
Hold on. God damn it. Wish I left my wallet at home. What do you need? The numbers off the card?
Yes, the first six and last four.
Okay, just bear with me for 1 second. Basically, the reason why I don't understand. I just verified all this with my last four of my social and everything on the actual app, and that went through.
Okay, so again, my name is Joseph. I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies, sir. You requested a courtesy call back, so that's why I'm giving you a courtesy call back, sir.
Yes, I do. I understand that.
So I need to pull up and verify an account. So
please
provide me with the first six and last four of the card being billed. I can check it under that.
Yeah, I just ran to my neighbor's house to drop off a receipt, and I will stop back at my house here if you just stay right on the phone with me.
Of course, I'll be happy to wait for you.
Thank you so much. I have the app actually pulled up. I'll look at my card. There's a picture of it. It has my name on it, CVV. What is it, the last four on the card you need?
First six and last four digits, please.
Okay, so the first six is going to be 440393. And the last four are 6090.
440393. And then the last four?
6090.
Thank you. I'm checking with that.
That's what comes up on the app. The CVV is 908. The expiration is 724.
I don't need that.
Okay.
No, you're good. Okay, Mr. Evans, and can I have the shipping address that would be associated with the account, please?
I don't know. I set this account up like 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. At the time, I was living in Winchester, Virginia. The shipping address I have now is P.O. Box 1171, Augusta, West Virginia.
Okay, that's not the address I'm showing on this account. It starts with 19288.
Oh, 19288 Northwestern Pike, Romney, West Virginia.
Okay, yep,
Oh,
that's what I'm
yep.
showing as.
You were looking for the physical. I'm sorry.
Thank you for that. Okay. I verified that account with that information.
Okay.
I'm showing this. Let me look over this account real quick and see what's going on with this.
There's two transactions that I'm getting ready to that I have a problem with.
Okay, so I'm showing your account is with today the.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, I'm looking over the account to see what this is for. Give me a moment, please. So I'm showing this is for the discount saving store membership. You were had selected a gift of a tactical bag for the $7.95. Back on
All
October 31st, that was the shipping cost for the
right.
gift. You were going to be billed the actual membership fee 7 days after initially signing up, which was
Okay.
on the 6th of November, sir. And that was for $67.32, sir.
Okay.
Now, each month you're enrolled and billed that
Hold on.
membership, you would receive a $125 gift card to shop online at the Discount Club
Okay,
online store, sir.
sir, can I stop you right there? Okay, the 720 or $7 and change, this is how this all came about. I don't know who Youthful Dental Butide is. Okay, this all came about. I got an email through Walgreens stating that if I took a survey. A short 30-second survey that I would be eligible to win a prize. Okay, so I took the survey. I won. I allegedly won this tactical bag. Okay, all I had to do, it said, was pay shipping and handling costs. So I gave them my card number. It was not through Youthful Gentle Butide, whoever the hell they are. Okay, so. And I have screenshots of everything. I have screenshots of who I paid, and it wasn't Youthful Gentle Butide. In fact, I actually tried to Google that, and the address can't be found. Something came up on Reddit where several people have had this same problem happen. Where they were told they won a fitness watch, which was complete junk, and then 2 months down the road, they were billed 80 some dollars for something that they had no clue that they were getting billed for, never received anything. They did, I guess, receive their watch, but they never. They were never notified of anything or nothing. They were just billed 80 some dollars. And this is what's happened to me. So this $67 charge to my card, I did not make or agree to sign up for any kind of loyalty programs, memberships, scholarships, nothing like that. It was supposed to be a $7 and change payment. Through a totally different named place, which I can pull up right now and tell you, And it was not youthfulgentlebutide.com or whatever that's called. So, yes, now I'm disputing both of those transactions. I don't want the bag. I've tried to contact the merchant. I cannot get in touch with them. In fact,
so you're speaking with the merchant. My name is Joseph. Again, I'm a customer service agent for the Discounts Club memberships.
Oh, I thought, okay.
No, you're speaking with the merchant, sir.
Oh, okay. So I thought I was speaking with Cash App.
No, sir. We're not associated with your bank, sir. We're associated with the merchant. Again, it was stated in the terms and conditions, sir, when you placed the order online that you were signing up for the, again, Discounts Club membership. After that initial 7-day had passed, as it stated, you'd be billed 7 days later after signing up. You were going to be billed the $67.32, and that would allow you to receive a $100 gift card to shop online at our online savings store. Again, $125 gift card.
Sir,
what I can go ahead and do is I can get that canceled out as you're requesting, sir.
Please, yes. I don't want the tactical bag at all. I've never received any shipping information on it. No tracking numbers, no nothing. It's been shipped to you, sir.
I can go ahead and track that to see what the status is on that. But again, it was shipped to your 19288 Northwestern Pike Road. That was the address it was shipped to.
Northwestern Pike, Romney, West Virginia. There's no Northwestern Road.
My apologies. Northwestern Pike.
Yeah.
I assumed it was Road. My apologies for assuming. But yes, that's the address it was shipped to. It's saying it's in transit still. Let me see if I can get more information on it.
It's saying it's in transit.
Because yes,
sir. I do remember that when I placed the order, it said that, you know, you offered secure transactions and all that. Usually I'm a little leery about those websites or survey.
Well, sir, again, it was stated in the terms and conditions you were receiving this gift as a tactical bag for signing up for the membership, which was a discount
store.
Is the company you had signed up that membership for. It was a discount club membership.
Right. I didn't see that. I do not want any memberships or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I don't want a $150 shopping gift card.
$125, sir.
$125, whatever the case may be. I would just like the $67 returned to my card, please.
Okay, sir. Well, the charge is a valid charge. I will speak to my supervisor and see what we can do for you today as a courtesy regarding a refund.
Yes.
Give me a moment while I get this canceled out, though, and speak with them.
I do apologize for the confusion. I did not realize that it entailed all that. I just thought, I was getting a tactical bag for my nephew, and that was the end of it.
Okay, so I always recommend in the future when you place orders, make sure thoroughly read those terms and conditions for you, sir.
Yeah, so I appreciate the advice, and I will take that advice very seriously from this.
Okay, sir.
Apologize,
but I cannot
afford that $67. I can't.
I understand, sir. I'm going to go ahead and see what we can do for you about that. So please stay in line. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay. No, this is actually the merchant. She actually called me back.
I am still here. Please stay in line. I'm speaking with my supervisor.
I'm sorry?
I am still here. I'm speaking with my supervisor. Please stay in the line.
Yes. I do apologize. I didn't know that all that came with it, and that $67 That's my child support money. Or part of it, I should say.
Can't I was able to go ahead and get them to prove today a 35% refund back to the account for you.
35% of $67?
It'd be off of the membership, correct?
It'd be off 35% off of the membership?
Yes, which would be the $67.32 charge.
So I'll be receiving the $67.32 back.
Yes, that would be the refund. You would be receiving 35% of that charge, sir.
So not, I'm only going to...
Let me give you the exact amount. Give me a moment while I calculate the exact amount for you. You'd be getting back. Okay, so the refund amount with that 35% refund would be $23.56 refund.
No, I'm going to need a full refund. I don't want a membership.
Okay, so I do apologize. I will try to speak with my supervisor and see if there's anything more we can do,
sir. May I speak
But that charge, again, is a valid charge, sir. Yeah, I'd agree to those terms and conditions when placing the
May I speak to your supervisor?
Okay, so well, give me a moment while I see what more we can do for you.
Yes, because that $67 literally is the remainder of my child support payment. That's what that's supposed to go to. And if I don't pay that, I will be incarcerated. And I cannot have that happen. Again, I do apologize. I did not know what I was getting into there. I just thought it was a $7 tactical bag. Or a tactical bag that I was paying $7 shipping and handling for.
Okay, I went ahead and spoke with my supervisor. I was able to get them to approve a 50% refund for you today.
Okay, I don't think you're understanding, sir. I need a full refund, and I would like to cancel the subscription.
Yes, sir, I'm working on canceling it out as we speak. I will try to speak with them and see if there's anything more we can do, sir. But again, it was stated in terms and conditions, sir, so I recommend... Make sure you thoroughly read those in the future. Please give me a moment while I see if there's anything more I can do for you regarding the refund for the membership you signed up for.
Yes. Can you please explain to them that that is my child support money? If I don't have a full refund, I'm going to go to jail over this.
Okay, sir. Well, give me a moment. I'm going to see if there's anything more we can do for you. Please stand in line.
Thank you.
Okay. I was able to go ahead and get them to approve today as a one-time courtesy, a full refund for the membership.
Thank you.
Cost, sir?
I'm sorry?
I do need to verify before I get the refund issued. Is there currently any dispute or block with the card that prevent me from getting this refund issued today?
I need to do what?
Yes, before I can issue the refund, I need to verify, is there currently any dispute or block with your card that would prevent me from issuing it today, sir?
There shouldn't be, no. I did notify them that I did not make that $67 transaction, but because it hasn't been, it's still pending. Their reply was that I can't do nothing until it actually goes through, and then I would dispute it with them. So no, I haven't disputed anything, and I haven't blocked my card.
Okay, thank you for verifying that. Please stay in line. So here on the line, please stay in line, sir. Working on your refund, sir. Thank you for your patience.
No, thank you. Thank you for going out of your way to do this. It really saved me.
You're welcome, sir. Please just stay in line and I'll have your confirmation number shortly.
Kept it off.
I'm finishing up your refund, sir. I've finished getting it canceled out. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Okay. So your account has been canceled and refunded. That refund is going to be a full refund of $67.32. That confirmation number is 7768727241.
Okay, let me read that back to you. So it's a full refund of $67.32 with a confirmation number of 7768727241, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Joseph.
Okay, I just want to make sure I know who I spoke to just in case anything else happens. Joseph. And your last name?
My name is Joseph, sir.
Okay. Do you have an employee ID number, perhaps?
No, sir. We don't have that to provide.
Joseph, and the phone number that you can be reached at, or this company can be reached at, because it was a different one than I called.
Yeah, that was our system generates a different phone number when we do callbacks. since this was a courteous callback, it was under a different number. I can give you that. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
So we have one number that can do callbacks and one number for calling into.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why there's two different numbers.
Okay. So I guess, you know, if there is an issue in the future, I would need the number I would call into.
Yes. Give me a moment while I'm pulling that up. I don't have it off the top of my head. I'm pulling it up in our system. Also, would you like the tracking number, sir?
Yes. For the bag?
Yes. You ready for the phone number?
Yes. Go ahead with the phone number.
It is going to be 855-605-4501.
Okay. 855-605-4501. Who is that right through? USPS or?
No, that's the phone number, sir.
Oh, that's the phone number. Okay.
Yeah.
855-605-4501.
Correct. Okay. That's our phone number.
Okay.
Now, the tracking number I have for you, are you ready for it?
Yes. Go ahead, please.
940-0-11-12-06-21-38-31-60-4611. That's USPS, United States Postal Service.
Okay, so that's 940-11-12-06-21-38-31-60-4611.
No, you okay. Let me repeat that back to you. 940-11-12-06-21-38-31-60-4611.
Okay, so 940-11-12-06-21-38-31-60-4611.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Just would like to know when that, how long it will take that refund to go back on my card.
It will take about 3 to 5 business days, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And if I don't receive that in 3 to 5 business days, which today's what, Monday?
So business days don't count for weekends or holidays, sir.
Right.
Today is Monday. You should receive it by, at the latest, the following Monday.
Okay. Well, okay. 3 to 5 business days would put it at Friday at the latest, but I mean, I know how things go, so yes, that's fine. I do appreciate that. So my membership or whatever, all that's canceled, right?
Correct.
Okay. So the only thing that I should be receiving is a bag.
Yes, sir. That's a tactical bag. Correct, sir. That's en route to you.
Right, and that was for $7 and change. So on my Cash App card, which is what I use to pay for this, and where the $67 charge came from, that's still showing up as pending. So now that you've canceled it, it should not go through. My card should not be charged. It's already taken the money off the card.
So the refund credits are issued. It takes 3 to 5 business days. It may, depending on your bank, post that initial charge that was charged, but you should see the refund credits follow up behind it within that 3 to 5 business days time frame. You'll just need to wait to see those refund credits. Depending on the banks, or sometimes it may just cancel each other out, but again, usually it shows that the original charge and then those refund credits behind it. It honestly depends on your bank and how they process the refund credits through and when that charge posts.
Right. Well, it wasn't done through a bank card. It was done off a Cash App card, which is a Visa, more or less prepaid card. So,
again, sir, it would have to be with, it depends on the bank or card holder, sir.
Yeah, whatever bank they use, I get. Okay, I will look for that refund. If I don't see or hear anything by Monday, I will be calling back. And
okay,
I do appreciate your patience, and I thank you so much for the refund, the full refund of 67.
Yes, sir.
What was it, 23?
32.
67, 32. I do appreciate that, Joseph. And I'll look forward to receiving that credit. If I don't receive it, I'm to call the number you gave me. And do I ask for you? Just ask for Joseph?
Since that is the number, sir. Case. If I'm available at the time, I would be able to assist you. Otherwise, I've left notations on the account. So if I'm not available at the time of your call back, another agent would be able to assist you know what's going on.
Okay. And do you have an account number for this? I mean,
I have a cancellation number of C, like in Chuck, 262-466-324.
Hold on. I have a refund confirmation number, and then this is a cancellation number?
Correct. I can provide you with that.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me just get something better to write here. Cancellation number. Second, I just need a pen here. A different pen. My pen just went dead on it. Hold on 1 second. Just kidding. Do you have a pen? I'm sorry. Hey, how you doing? Thank you. Okay, sir, go ahead.
C, like in check.
Okay, C.
2.
Yes.
Then it's going to be 6-2-4
uh-huh.
6-6-3-2-4.
Okay, so I have C is in Charlie, 2-6-2-4-6-6-3-2-4.
Okay.
Is that correct? Joseph?
Yes, sir, that is correct. That is your cancellation number, sir.
Okay, great. And let's make sure I have everything. So I have the USPS tracking number for the bag, the cancellation number, the refund confirmation number, the phone number 855-605-4501, 3 to 5 business days. That should show back up on my Cash App card of 6732. And your name is Joseph, but you have no employee number, no last name.
That is my name, sir. And no, we don't have employee number.
Okay.
Right, sir. Okay,
so,
sir. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. You'll see the refund in the next 3 to 5 business days, sir.
Thanks
for calling
thank
customer
you.
Support. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.